7:55. Mick's here from Montague Webworks. Mick wants to go online. What? Of course, yeah. That's what you do.
That's what I do.
He goes online. Yeah. We talk websites and also about local events like this past Saturday.
That's right.
The River Cleanup.
River Cleanup.
How'd you guys do?
We did well.
Success?
Yeah. Don and I went out with this guy, Martin, and his son, Jack. I said, Jack, whenever someone meets you at an airport, tell them not to scream out, "Hi, Jack." That's a joke I heard decades ago, and I still love it today. Oh, dear, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm killing him
that.
Softly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we went out, and we pulled out a bunch of tires and a
more
lot of beer cans.
Oh,
and,
gosh.
Something we noticed is that there are not that many craft brew empties in the river.
That's very interesting.
It's mostly like Bud Light and Coors Light and stuff like that. Anyway, so I anticipated your question. What was the most interesting thing that we found?
Yes, on Saturday in the river.
That's right. We found two more tires in a section that was kind of deep and up against the edge, and the water was high, so it was really running. We're like, we're not going to be able to handle this the amount of time we have. And right next to it was what looked like maybe a submerged fuselage of an airplane. It had the metal and the rivets going along with another, like if you can imagine, metal folded over and then riveted down,
yeah,
like the leading edge of a wing or something.
Uh-huh.
We're like, this is just too big.
Were you by your house or were you
further
somewhere
up
else?
It was like the rail bridge that's near Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
So if you stand on the bridge and you look south down the river, you'll see there are two trees sort of leaning out.
Not too much farther up, but
no. You could get in pretty easily, even with. So I talked with David Bowles, and we're going to go check it out and see if we can pull it out. Maybe get Kyle Nardowitz or somebody to help us with something.
Yeah,
yeah. Because I'm interested in seeing what that is. So that was the most interesting thing we found in the river.
Hmm. Oh, you want to go online, bud?
Yeah, sure.
All right, quickly. Now we got to go quickly.
Okay, so two events. We love events. Two events coming up. We got the Riverside Blues and Barbecue coming up. That's this Saturday.
You missed one.
Afternoon.
Riverside Blues, Brews, and Barbecue.
Oh, Riverside
Blues.
Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Right, but yeah, the website is riversidebluesandbbq.com.
That is correct.
Riversidebluesandbbq.com. It's coming up on Saturday. It's at the fairgrounds. It's a very fun event.
It's put on by the rec commission here.
Yeah, our very own Greenfield rec department.
Yep.
And then another event that's happening later in the day is the Old 78 Farm Festival, which is sort of like a baby Woodstock kind of thing. They got two stages, and they got food, and they got vendors, and it's a bring your chairs and your blankets and just hang out all day kind of thing. And it's a lot of fun. And that's out in Warwick. And that's old78farm.com.
Yeah, you can see the band listing there.
The band listing that's there. It's a cute little site.
Yeah, and it's an impressive list, too. If you are a fan of music, that could definitely be one of your destinations
local
this weekend.
Local music, yep.
All right.
So riversidebluesandbbq.com. Come out to the fairgrounds and listen to some blues and drink some brews and eat some barbecues.
I love all those things, Mick. Mick is from Montague. Mick is from Montague Webworks, which is right here in our own backyard, Franklin County. He is going to take that website that's old and clunky that you have, and he's going to spruce it up a little bit, right?
That's right. Turn it from a jalopy to a Lamborghini.
There you go.
With a Rocket Fusion.
And you can save some money on getting that done, too, over at the Bear Country website. Montague Webworks is featured at our 30% off store.
Imagine that.
7:59, Garth Brooks, Bear Country. Brooks, Bear Country.